As Mr. Wilson said, I have been in Japan. I've been in Japan actually for most of the last 8 years. And I'll be going back to Japan next summer. As a working man, I've worked in the woods and forestry and logging industries, and I've worked at sea in the engine room of ships. And I've worked in Japan. All of these three atmospheres, the woods, the sea, and the Orient, are reflected in my poems. Also, perhaps another strong energy running through them is my delight in and study of classical Chinese poetry. I'm going to start by reading a few translations I did the winter before last. These are translations of a Japanese poet named Miyazawa Kenji. His surname is Miyazawa. Miyazawa died about 1933 at a relatively young age. He was born and lived all his life in the poverty-stricken and bitterly cold regions of northern Honshu. He was a high school chemistry and geology teacher. He was also a farmer. And he was a kind of agrarian anarchist. He was also a Buddhist, a very learned Buddhist, who read the Chinese and Sanskrit Buddhist literature very carefully, as well as knowing Western history and philosophy. However, in the Japanese literary world, which is centered in Tokyo and has been centered in Tokyo since Meiji, he had no standing at all, and he is still not very much read in Japan. He's more known for his children's fairy tales. I'm going to read a few of these first. This is called Floating World Picture. Spring in the Kitagami Mountains. As you all probably know, a floating world picture generally in Japan refers to one of the genre woodblocks of the Yoshiwara, gambling and prostitution sections. So he's making a subject I know of reference here. Nobody at the edge of the fire pit, snow boots and jute leggings, white birch flaming, jetting out sour hot sap, a child sings the kite song, skinning badgers. House pillars gleaming with soot. The sheer ceiling, full of the blue smoke of breakfast, vault of a temple. One shaft of sunlight shooting down, and all is at the bottom in that sensual beam of light. Spring at the chilly horse barn, glimmer of dry hay and snow. Yearning for sunny hills, the horses stamp their hooves. The willow sets out flowers, birds flow over hill after hill, horses spurring, hot-breathed Anglo-Arab, glistening light-bodied thoroughbred, transparent cuneiform wind in the stiff, gloomy limbs of the walnut. A dog rustles the bamboo grass. Heavy workhorse flashing his tufty tail like a monstrous lizard navigating in the sun. Horses one by one coming, chewing at the edge of the marl, climbing along the misty run of snowmelt under a malachite sky, bright, noisy market, being led to the stud inspection center.